Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Lo and Zoe Show. I am coming to you just Zoe today on behalf of Lo as well, because I'm introing a very special episode for you today. So this episode is a bit shorter, but incredibly potent and sweet. There's going to be a lot of Lo and Zoe magic in it, because it's actually share a piece from one of our Quantum 44 weekly live coaching Q&A calls. So if you guys didn't know, at the beginning of the year, January 1st, Lo and I launched Quantum 44. And this is essentially a 44-day challenge where members, we're all a part of a group on Telegram, and we share a bridge of incidents. We hold ourselves accountable to going to the quantum and just sharing our experience. And Lo and I actually pop on once a week, so for a total of 6 calls, and we do like audio calls that people can listen in on and ask questions, and it's just been a really abundant community. So what I'm going to be sharing with you today is a snippet from one of those live calls. And if you are interested in being a part of the Quantum 44 Challenge, it's open to alumni only. It's $44 for 44 days. It's an incredible deal. It's of incredible value, because you get this super incredible, abundant Soul Fam community, and the live calls as well, the opportunity to receive coaching and support in that way. And I don't know about you guys, but for me, accountability is always huge. So it really has been a powerful anchor in holding me accountable to visiting the quantum each day. And for those of you who might be interested, and who perhaps have been interested in the Quantum Creators course but haven't quite made that leap for yourself, for the week that Lo and I are intaking for Quantum 44 up until February 13th, with the promo code Quantum, you can get $200 off the Quantum Creators course. And then you also, if you purchase Quantum Creators in this next week, you will receive free access to the next round of Quantum 44, which begins on February 14th, 2023. So if you are ready to make the leap, or if you're ready to get dedicated and consistent with manifesting your dream life or that next level for yourself or your quantum leap, whatever that might look like, we would love to see you inside. So without further ado, here is a snippet from one of our Quantum 44 calls.
Hi, sorry.
Okay, yes, I can hear you.
I don't know why I always do that. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Very good.
Good.
Yeah, I feel like the year is off to a quantum start, which was the whole point.
I know. Yeah, I absolutely love this accountability and momentum in this group. Like, because, you know, life happens. There are some times when it's like, I'm running out and about and I've got things to do, but just having this anchor here with Quantum 44, I am like in the quantum when I wake up in the morning, before I go to sleep, and I really carve out that time to a new level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find it super helpful as well. Where do we want to start off with this? What is unfolding for you in these first days being back in this side of the world?
Yeah, well, okay, it feels so good to be on this side of the world. It really does. Like, I feel like, you know, I've answered the call of my soul where it wanted to lead me for this next year ahead, and that feels really good. There's still a lot of moving pieces in my reality, like the bridge of incidents is unfolding, presently I'm like sitting in the guest room at my parents' place, and all my stuff is like all over the floor in piles, in like packing cubes, and you know, it's just like, it looks like absolute chaos, but in fact I feel like my world is actually getting much more organized, and I've gotten a new luggage coming, and then I feel like I'm gonna, you know, next week I'll be off to the next location, and that feels really exciting. But yeah, like I said, there's a lot of moving pieces here. And I think that metaphorically, the everything in a piles all over my floor kind of speaks to that. What about you, Lo?
I don't know if I have like things that are really present for me that I want to talk about today, like I have the past weeks, because I think it's all just been integrating in terms of what we've already been sharing. But I think for me, I'm a big part of the bridge of incidents, because my intention for the year and really you know, something I was thinking about a lot towards the end of last year, was just creating a lot more ease in specifically, I would say, my business, and how I make money, because it became very apparent to me over the pandemic how unsustainable my way of operating had been. And like when I was in it, it was totally fine and I loved it. But then life got harder and it was just really difficult for me to sustain it. And so that created a lot of clarity for me around how I desired to feel. And that's been what has obviously informed how I've been moving forward with multiple things in the area of business. But I guess what I wanted to say about all of that is like, continuously coming back to the intention, even when it really doesn't feel like it was happening. Like I shared in here that I was launching a brand new offering that was really like a whole new business. And every decision that I made was informed by this desire that I had for peace and ease and just this like effortless way of making money that is obviously something that I have to kind of build my way up to. But the first week of the launch of that was so out of my comfort zone because it was a completely different mindset of, you know, it wasn't a launch. It was more like a store opening because I was launching like a membership essentially. So instead of there being like a cutoff date, it was just open, which is like just not the, I've been launching things for like 4 years essentially. And I'm very used to just having my energy behind it. Certain number of days, and that's what I know. Whereas this really required me to step out of my comfort zone and just kind of exist in the limbo land of like seeing where this was going to go. And what I really did for the first week was honor the discomfort that came up around, you know, not immediately seeing the results that I wanted. I mean, I had my first person sign up right away. And then it was a week before I had my second person. And in that week, I went through every single emotion of like, is this the end of my business? Because I don't want to do anything else. I'm putting like everything I've ever created essentially inside this one container that's super accessible to people. And I'm not seeing the signups. And like my brain just wanted to make it mean so many things. But instead of, you know, trying to force myself into a certain energy, I really just did what we talked about last week, which was like this surrendering and feeling the emotions as they came up. And then it was funny because like as the more and more of the resistance that I let go of, the more I felt good about things, the more I wasn't trying to control everything. And then people started signing up out of nowhere. And now I have this like confidence about it, but I had to really honor that in-between time. And I'm sure I'm not done with it by any means, but it's kind of like holding to that initial intention, your initial creation and how it feels. So for me, that's this space of ease and really coming back to that over and over, even when your brain or your nervous system or whatever wants to take you in all these other directions. Because previously when I've launched something kind of similar to that, I couldn't hold that space at all. It was too uncomfortable for me. And so I would end up just going to this other place of like, I'll do something else. Like this isn't working. People aren't resonating with it. I'll do something else. When in reality, all that it ever was my inability to be with those emotions. So instead I would label the offer as being the problem and go and try and do something else instead. Whereas this time I was like, there is no other offer. There is no other avenue for me to build and walk down. Like this is the thing. And yeah, and I just really like stayed committed to that and got to this place where I was just very open regardless. And the more I opened myself, the more things started to happen around it. And it's like a big transformation, even just from a week ago, where I'm just like, I just really believe in it. I feel the presence of the people that are coming in. I know it's going to lead me to everything that I had initially intended for. But previously, what I would have done was not been able to sit in the discomfort of the unknowing the unknown and decided it wasn't working and done something else, right? So there's just like so much power in one, getting to a state where you really just open yourself up to the universe. And for me, that's always come when like I've taken all the action, like there's nothing else left. I've done literally everything that I could think to do, that I could want to do. It's on you now, universe. Here you go. Like, let this land in the hands of those that need it and that it can serve. And I'm going to hold on to my initial emotional intention, even when I have to ride the waves in order to return back to that space. So I guess that's where I'm at. I'm feeling really good about things, but it was a rocky emotional start to the launch that I had talked about in here. It's not even really a launch, but there was like a cart opening. And to me, this is like, it's really playing into, it's playing a big role in where I see my life going and how I want to live, which is just this very peaceful, easeful existence. And I was just recognizing how out of alignment my business was with that. The other thing that's happening for me is like I've gotten really back into artwork, which started at the beginning of December. I came across someone's Instagram who did these mandala art paintings. And if you guys follow me on Instagram, I've shared them quite a bit there. And I've gotten just so into it. And I've started posting it on TikTok and gained a following there. And like, that's really opened up avenues for me too, in terms of just being very curious as to where that might go. But again, it's like all come back to this sort of openness that has come from a state of intention plus surrender, right? Are you there, Zoe?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know if you were, okay. If you're still going.
I'm all done.
Yeah, no, I love that. I loved how you spoke into openness, because it's like in that place when we start to expand ourselves, we open our hearts, when we really just embrace that openness, that we dissolve everything that's in the way. And oftentimes that is uncomfortable emotions or the awareness of patterns or thoughts that are not serving us. But it's really like, you know, in the, like that week, like you said, for the, between the first sign up, let's say, and the next one that came in, it's like, it, to me, I just speak to it like ceremony. Like, it's like, you've got to go through the motions, but in that time, in that bridge of incidents, as uncomfortable as it is, you are liberating yourself from the things that have been holding you back in ways, and things that might have been stuck in the unconscious, subconscious, that have been inhibiting everything that of which you desire. So it's like,
yeah,
ultimate freedom. That's on the other side of it always.
That's exactly what it is, because obviously I've had a lot of successful launches in my business, but I've had a lot of unsuccessful ones too. And the reason is, one, either just wasn't meant to, it was meant to teach me something and not be, you know, an avenue for a lot of money come, and that's totally fine. Not everything is meant to go exactly as we plan for it to. But the other reason is that I, even though of all the work that I've done, it was still really hard for me to just stay in the possibility of like the story my ego wanted to jump into, which was rejection, essentially. And so there was a lot of launches that I essentially, or even just ideas that I took myself out of. Often I would finish them like action wise, but I would be removed from them energetically. So I'd be taking action, but I wasn't really aligned with that action actually leading to things. And I never really let myself just actually sit in the possibility of something I really believed in not working, and everything that my mind and my history wants to make that mean. And this time it was like, that was the only thing that there was left to do, because I have no desire to go back to how I was always operating before, which is just very kind of like, I don't quite have the right word for it, but sort of manic, right? Like, I'm launching this and now I'm doing this and now I'm doing this. And like every single one of them requires daily content, and I close launch for something, and sometimes it's done well enough for me to take a rest for a while, but other times it hasn't. So I need to like turn around and do something else. And it's like, in launching something that's very strategically different, it's required a different energy of me too. And that's, I guess, the space in which I'm kind of navigating, but the pathway there has been one of sitting in discomfort. And I think there's just so much power in actually allowing ourselves to do that. And it's the thing that a lot of people are not willing to do, because we'd rather try and manifest something that allows us to avoid it, right? But at some point, you're going to have to face whatever it is that's there. And there's, like Zoe said, so much freedom on the other side. Like, one of the best things that I did in my manifestation of my relationship was sit in the possibility of being rejected by this person that was like everything I'd ever written down and wanted, because that was how I like ultimately didn't resist that possibility. And there's still times when I'm feeling vulnerable for, it never has anything to do with him. It's just old patterns of mine. And I go to, I'm going to sit in the discomfort of this being a possibility, because that's the way in which I don't feed it endless energy through an act of avoidance or an attempt of avoidance.
Yeah, definitely. And there's so much power in just sharing that, Lo. So like, thank you. Cause I mean, I was here this last week in that vulnerable state, in like processing some of my fear of rejection. And it's quite interesting because it's like, I've heard someone else say this, like new level, new devil. It's like the deeper you go, there's gonna be something else. Like that's what this journey on life is. It's like, okay, we can go, we're gonna go deeper and deeper. We're gonna go higher and higher, but we're gonna be met with the next thing. And you know, this past week I met another level of my like fear of rejection. And I would say that ego got real crafty on how it like delivered it. It was like, where is this coming from? You know, it's kind of like, wow, okay, that's still here in ways. And so I want to speak a little bit into right now, like what you said about like being with the discomfort, because like for me, I've, in my past, like I've always struggled with like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to have the negative thoughts. I don't want to be like spiraling. And what I noticed about myself was like, okay, there was a feeling that was arising in my body. And that feeling, like if I felt into it, it was like this fear of rejection that was like emerging and releasing, emerging and releasing. And what I did in that process was I just minded my mind. Like I just made sure that I wasn't telling myself like, I'm going to be rejected. Like, this is what it is. I was just like, oh, this is my fear of rejection. I'm like, thank you for showing me. Like, I just started thanking my body, thanking my being for like showing me that this was still here. And the more that I operated from that place of like self-compassion, let's say in my mind, in my self-talk, I felt like a new momentum about the transformation that was happening. And it was like, I got myself into a place of trust. Even when it felt uncomfortable, I was still just being in a state of trust, knowing that I'm not going to be rejected from life and from everything in general. It was like, oh, I recognize that this is actually clearing out so that I can have more spaciousness, more freedom in ways that I didn't even know was possible.
Guys, so much for spending a piece of your day with us and tuning into the Lo and Zo show.
If you enjoyed this episode, please take the time to rate it and share on social media. Be sure to tag us.
Until next time,
stay abundant.